Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Bill Hux, Will Wilson. Fast-moving first hour right there, man. Special thanks again to Henry T. Buchanan. We'll have that up, that podcast up. You guys get it. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it, you have to go listen to it. So some intriguing stuff, as it's so cool to hear the connections of former players and head coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And coaches in you know, just within the program. T came on with us and talked to us a little bit about his conversation with Coach Hoiberg this morning. So you don't want to miss that. If you missed it, go out and listen.
And that's cool how Hoiberg takes the time and, you know, talks to them. It's pretty cool.
Really cool stuff, man. So, again, go out there and take a peek at that. We have, again, if you don't know this, but we have Henry on every Thursday. Every Thursday with us around 9:15, man. He's been so gracious to continue that going with us, and I'm excited that we get to keep doing that. But still, I can't wait till I get to meet him.
I know. He said he'll be coming to town soon.
Say July 4th.
And, hey, maybe it wouldn't be bad if we go down and visit him.
Yeah. T, William, where are you going to be at? Let's go. Meet you on the square.
Love Arizona.
Meet you on the square.
What's the square? Oh, a tavern.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Arizona.
Well, we do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Do that, too. So, all right, let's do it. West Trending at 10.
Manziel will be cut at the start of the year.
Do you think that Kyrie is worth all of this drama?
New fallout from the Astros cheating scandal, with some Astros players taking heat for how they're apologizing for the cheating. Oh, what's going
on? Here's what's trending at 10.
The Trastros. Sorry, I had to say that. The Trastros.
What are they doing?
I don't know. Every time I hear the Astros, I hear my son Ty going, Trastros.
Oh, yeah. The Trastros. Speaking of cheating.
Oh.
Or baseball cheating.
Yep.
We were talking about Gerrit Cole yesterday and MLB cracking down on the foreign substance.
Yep.
And, of course, Gerrit Cole was asked about the spider tack, and he had nothing to say.
Didn't know how to answer it.
Josh Donaldson, Twins third baseman, who is very outspoken on Twitter and in interviews. He's not afraid to call people out.
He shouldn't have talked yesterday.
Or umpires. He's been calling a lot of umpires out, too, on Twitter. But he called out Gerrit Cole. There's a video of him talking pregame and basically saying, you know,
cheated.
Yeah, just calling out Cole and basically saying straight up, yeah, he was doing this. Well, it was the Twins and Yankees facing off in Minneapolis last night, and Cole continued to force Donaldson to go 0-for-4.
Did you see some of this? I kind of read it this morning. Like, it was an anticipated matchup. Some people were like, is he going to throw at Donaldson, or what's going to be this? Because there were some stare downs.
Yep, there was.
With these two. But yet he went right at him, by the way. After the win, by the way, he was asked about... So here's the way it went down. Like, Cole was jacked up. Mm-hmm. Jacked up in this thing. Two of the fastballs of 100.4 and 100.2 were to Donaldson. His average fastball last night clocked at 98.2. Season average is 97.3.
Jeez.
Cole said after the win, sometimes you just bring your best fastball. And he said probably it's just a bit of a moment that he had. He fanned 9 last night. 6 innings, 2 runs, gave up 2 solo shots, and got the win. ERA is like 2.7, 2.3. I can't remember what it is, but he rolled, man. He kind of showed it a little bit last night.
Definitely. Looking at some NFL, Todd Gurley. He's apparently visiting the Ravens.
Yeah, I saw that.
This week. And, I mean, Todd Gurley, he's definitely not what he was a few years ago.
No, man. Injuries the knees, all that stuff. He's on on that downside there. So, that'd be an interesting spot for him.
I mean, they already kind of have a loaded backfield in Baltimore. So, I wonder what that's all about. Maybe just having him in for a backup option, maybe?
Maybe.
LeBron James has come out. Well, according to reports, there's reports out there saying that after LeBron's Space Jam movie is released, he's going to be changing his number to number six. Back to number six, I should say. Remember how this almost happened a few seasons ago?
Yep.
But because of the whole Nike thing, they didn't allow him to do it. But now it's looking like LeBron is going to change his number to number six.
Okay. Sure.
So just putting that out there.
And a lot of people were thinking maybe this is the speculation. He was going to change it to six and give 23 to AD. Because that's his traditional number. But no, AD plans on reportedly will stay with number three next season. Also, don't forget, LeBron wore six while he was at Miami.
Hey, we just talked about, Garrett Cole and the foreign substance thing. Some other MLB news, and it's Pete Alonso over with the Mets, first baseman.
Alonso's not happy.
Not at all. He accused the MLB of altering the ball's physical properties in order to depress the salaries of free agents. He said, quote, "The biggest concern is MLB manipulates the baseballs year in and year out, depending on the free agency class." He said, "Oh, no, that's a fact. Yes, guys have talked about it. It's not a coincidence. It definitely is something that they did." Okay, Hooks, looking at those words and looking at the power that MLB has, is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy to think, man. They said, he continued, in 2019, there's a huge class of free agent pitchers. And then that quote, unquote, the juice ball.
Oh.
Right?
So they wouldn't get good money. Okay.
Yeah. So, possibly. Possibly they're looking around at this. Possibly.
Huh.
The 21-22 free agent class is highlighted by shortstops, by the way. Trevor Story, Corey Seager, Javi Baez, and Carlos Carrera. It's interesting.
I mean, you got to have balls to come out and say that and accuse the MLB of that. Because, like you said, a lot of people have been talking about it. And I'm sure there's guys that don't want to come out and be the face of this issue. Alonso's like, "I'll do it." So here he is. That's very interesting,
yeah.
Hooks. I wouldn't be surprised.
Said, MLB informed teams in February that it planned to slightly deaden the baseballs for the 21 season following a years-long surge in home runs. In 2019, 3.6% of plate appearances ended in a homer, a number that has dropped to 3.1 this year.
Very interesting. If that turns out to be true, that's going to be a big issue for the MLB.
That's
going to be tough to figure out. It's going to be tough to prove.
Tough to prove, but yeah, it's interesting. You said in 19, pitcher, free agent class was big, and then the home runs went up to a juice ball, and now they're down with the free agent class, not heavy with pitchers, but more with the position players.
Speaking of pitchers, look at that. Scherzer.
Yep, Max Scherzer.
Am I saying his name right?
Yep.
Scherzer?
Scherzer.
So the Nationals are having a crappy year. They are looking like postseason is definitely
struggling.
Out of the picture. So they are thinking about maybe dealing Scherzer. Now, nothing's official yet. People are just saying, don't be surprised if this turns into a thing. And looking at some teams that could use Scherzer, the Cardinals.
Yep.
They're only about 3.5 back, and their bullpen is a little shaken up. I don't know. You look at some other teams that maybe the Brewers go out. I know their pitching's been hurt. But Scherzer could be on the move, folks.
Yeah. He'll be a sought-out commodity from the pitching rotation for sure for some top guys.
Moving on here, looking at the Celtics.
The Celtics.
Apparently, Kemba Walker, they're saying he is probably seeing his last days as a Celtic. I don't want to ask you about where you think Kemba's going to go. I want to ask you about Boston. I can think of three players that wasted a good chunk of their career in Boston. Kemba, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward. Sure, I'm missing a few.
Yeah, it's kind
but
of a...
You see these guys go there, and it turns out to do nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they did not do a good job of building that team.
Mm-mm.
As a whole.
Maybe that's why, what's his name, stepped down?
Possibly.
Right.
Looks like Chauncey Billups is, there's people lining up. Chauncey Billups is one of those guys. I know we mentioned that before, but I wouldn't be surprised if Chauncey's not the guy there.
Mm. Moving on before we get to Coach, he'll be calling in soon. So the NIL bill was being discussed in Congress again yesterday. You know, Hooks, 21 days, and we're going to start having some states allow benefits paid to students, athletes. And if that happens without the NCAA, you know, in them getting Congress to permit this stuff, regulate this stuff, they're saying this could be a bad situation if they don't get this stuff figured out with Congress.
Yeah, it's going to be really bad. You're going to have one-offs all over the place and parameters that aren't set, and just it's going to be rampant.
Did you hear what Mark Few said yesterday?
No, I did not.
So he testified in Congress. He said, quote, "We need your help. This is not an issue the NCAA and individual states can fix." That's what an NCAA head coach said.
Whatever. It's going to be whatever it is. And by the way, if you're in Nebraska, you're set up prime. You're set up prime.
The last thing I got here, this is such a fun thing. I saw this video. It's going viral on Twitter. I don't exactly know where this is at, but this is a baseball game. It looks like, you know, Leisure somewhere.
Yep.
You know, high school kids. And the coach, Mark Klevgaard, he's 61 years old. The batting lineup was a little different, Hooks, because they're waiting for their ninth guy to show up to the game. So coach had to step in and take an at bat. And he got the ball on the bat.
Yeah, he got him play, man. Good for him.
That is so funny. I want to see that happen in an actual, like, Salt Dogs game or something like that, man. That would be hilarious.
That'd be awesome. I only got one here before we'll take a break and get Coach when he calls in here, Shirley. Oklahoma and Florida State are playing the softball World Series, right?
Yeah.
They forced game three, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Forced game three. If you haven't watched some of this stuff, it's electric.
It is.
It's electric. I mean, they're putting in about 12,000 people a day.
It's beautiful.
Into this thing. It's beautiful. The one girl, by the way, Aloe, her last name is Aloe, 33rd home run of the season. 33rd home run of the season. She's the player of the year. But Oklahoma continued to add to their home run record. They set the division home run record for softball. 159 home runs this year.
Jeez.
159 that set breaking the mark of Hawaii in 2010.
Wow.
159 bombs.
Very cool.
That'll be fun. It'll be there'll be something to watch if you have nothing to do, man. Watch that. It's really fun and those laser electric. So
yeah, they are.
Hey, let's take a break, and when we come back, Salt Dogs manager Brett Jody.